me put up. Okay, I'll call a monthly meeting of WPCA to order right at 6:30, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Jack Walsh.
Here.
Kelly Curtis.
Here.
Bob Miani.
Here.
Rose Pertoso. And James DeMail.
Okay.
Absent.
Yeah, we're missing two, but we do have a quorum, so we'll go on. First public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Going once. Second time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Third and final time, anyone from the public wish to speak? All right, hearing none, I'd ask for a motion to close the public portion.
Motion to close.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Public portion is closed. Move on to Hawthorne Realty. Marcy?
Hawthorne Realty, I sent them a delinquent notice. It's for 9-11 Hawthorne Avenue. It's a 6-unit building. I thought she would be here tonight. There is no consumption, and she was saying, you know, why are we charging an empty building? Is she here?
Okay, I see a hand up. You want to identify yourself, please?
Hi there, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm Mary Corona.
Before you start talking, identify yourself for the record with your name and address.
Sure. Anaris Corona, and I'm calling in reference to 1911 Hawthorne Avenue in Derby, Connecticut.
Okay. Okay.
And the reason of my concern is that this is the first time we purchased this property a while ago. The property is not in use at all. We don't even have running water. I just received this bill last week, and when I called in, I was told that this bill has been passed through. And this is the first time that I'm receiving this. And then questioning about the word meter, there's no water running inside the building. So I was not aware of charges, and also I questioned capital C.
Marcy, I'll go back to you.
Well, we do charge any buildings that are vacant do get charged. It doesn't have any consumption. What is charged is the flat fee. So we do charge buildings even though they are vacant.
Because there's a connection still maintained, right?
Right.
Okay.
And the capital fee?
The capital fee is... We did pump stations in town, and we had to go out to bond to do that work. And the capital fee is to pay back the bond.
Okay, and the total amount here is $1,691.76. And again, is this 1 year or this is overdue?
This is the half that was due in March.
Okay.
And this is the first time that I've received this bill.
Are you Hawthorne Realty?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you're saying this is the first time you received the bill, but this bill dates back to last October, Marcy?
This bill, the bills go out in September. They bought the building in September 7th, 21. So the original bill did go out in the old owner's name, and we don't send a bill for the March payment. So this is the first bill she's getting.
All right, so who the first bill, did that go to the same address or someplace else?
No, it didn't go there. Who owned it before never paid it. So it was just, it was delinquent many years. And then these guys finally bought it.
They inherited the bill, it sounds like.
All right, so.
Well, the first half was paid. It must have been handled at the closing.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to understand. This is the second half of the bill, so the first half was paid.
Right.
So again, the question is, who paid that bill?
The prior bill, I'm assuming it was settled at closing by the seller.
But you're the buyer too, right? Wouldn't you have a record of that?
Should be in your closing papers.
Yeah, I'll have to look through my closing papers.
And I'm sure that you paid some of the first half because the first half covers July 1st of 21 to December 21.
Well, the town of Derby did a big settlement because there was a lot of blight fines that this seller had, and it was a whole it was a big issue because the town wanted to get rid of this owner, right. And they allowed a third party buyer to buy this, but the seller was supposed to clear everything that was pending at closing. It was agreed on.
Sound like their lawyer didn't do his job.
Yeah, something happened along the line. This is the first time that I'm seeing this bill. I was, when I called in and I spoke to Marcy, she said that this is the way Derby is handled. I mean, I have these interest charges. Is there anything we can do about these interest charges?
I'm thinking about this a little bit. I see the interest charges are $95.76.
I mean, what bothers me is that I did receive the taxes for the property taxes, the bill for that, and I've never received a bill for this.
Right, but those bills should have been passed along to you at the time of the settlement of the purchase. And yet I do understand this a little bit because we don't send the second bill, correct, Marcy?
Correct.
So if you didn't have the first bill, there's no second notice, so. Again, I'll ask other committee members, how do you feel about this?
I think it's between the two lawyers. The two lawyers involved at the closing. I don't think this is our issue.
Okay. Bob?
I think whoever did the closing just erred. It didn't work in detail enough. They should have picked this up, this part of the billing from the closing, really.
Well, they wouldn't pick the second half up because what lawyers do when they close is if only the first half is due, and like they bought it in September, so only the first half was due, right? So they don't pay the bill for the whole, which is, I think, is a big mistake. They don't pay the bill for the whole year. So we get a chance to bill them in September. They just pay the first half that's due now, and then come March, nobody knows that they have a bill coming because the old owner gets the bill.
But if you're a lawyer representing your client, it seems to me the lawyer should know what's going on in the town. They're closing, and if they don't, they should find out. I mean, that's why you pay a lawyer.
Yes,
I agree with you, and I think you're totally right. However, this was a very particular case. If I were to forward you guys all the paperwork that we got with all the breakdown and all the emails from the town of Derby and everything that was going on with this property, it's about like 50-60 pages long, back and forth. So the only thing I can think of, somehow it got missed somewhere along the line between the lawyers, is the only thing I can think of. Not that I'm justifying it.
And plus, I think the buyer should have some responsibility in checking the taxes and seeing what's, you know, how we bill things and for taxes and sewer. So, you know, could always call the office and say, you know, I bought this property. You know, what's due? When is it due? And yeah, is there anything due?
Second question about that, Marcy. What does the tax department do? They don't send a second bill, do they?
No. They send one bill in July.
All right, so they, can I ask this owner, where do you stand with the taxes on this property?
They send me, I know they send me a bill because I went to the town to pay it. I will have to look through my paperwork to see when I got it, but I did get a bill and it wasn't in July because we didn't own the building last July. Let me look through the paper, some of the paperwork I have here.
Or were the taxes paid in full instead of two payments?
Or is there a mortgage? Sometimes the taxes
there's
are
no
paid.
Mortgage. Through,
no mortgage?
There's okay. No mortgage on the property.
Okay.
So again, my question would be, were the taxes all paid in one installment?
I know I paid the taxes. I'm trying to think. I think it was in December I got a bill. And I know I went to the town to pay it. And actually, the town was the office of the building was closed when I went to pay it because there was an issue with COVID. And I had to send, I know my daughter went in there to pay it.
I don't know, it's a tough one. This one's a little different than normally what we deal with. Well, does someone want to make a motion one way or the other?
Are you going to make a motion and leave it stated as is?
I ask for a second. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, what was the motion for? I didn't hear the motion, to be honest with you.
My motion was to let it stay as it is.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? You know, I'm sorry, Ms. Corona, this is just, you know, unfortunately, it also becomes a precedent setting thing that if we forgive it, then it sets a precedent that someone could come in and just say, I didn't get the bill. and I think Bob was correct in stating that at the time of the closing, the lawyers in doing their due diligence should have discovered this and should have been part of the settlement at that point in time. I understand it. I'm not comfortable, but you know, unfortunately, that is the way the rule is stated. So, okay. All right. Let's move on to the engineer's report. Rob?
Hello. I see someone else has their hand up.
No, that was the one I was just talking to.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll go through the report. The general on call, we're helping out a little bit on the compiling asset data for the privatization valuation that's going on within the city. Second item is the facilities plan. The it's still under review at DEEP. The action item we have here is we're doing this work under an administrative order from DEP. We revised in May of 19, or March of 19, the mayor sent a letter to push the dates out to reflect the current schedule and the schedule shift because of the regional study. Well, those dates have now come and gone, some of them actually. So I drafted a letter for the mayor to send to DEEP. requested another extension, and the suggestion is just push them back out another 2 years, since it's been 2 years since we last updated them. So I think, Jack, I sent you a letter to that, and I think it's at the mayor's office.
Yeah, hopefully it's going out. Hopefully it's going out, because it was just the same as the last one with the updated dates in it. So, and we need to get that done, because if we don't, then we're not in compliance. So,
and we can always update them again. So, but right. And at DEP wanted us to, if I can get a copy of that, that'd be great. Like, I'll forward it to Ann. So she was waiting for it.
Yeah, well, you also provided that. So hopefully they sent it directly. Let me add to your, what you just talked about. Here's some good news. And if you recall, DEEP would reimburse us for part of that plan that was done. And we finally got the money. All right, so we were reimbursed, close to $45,000 of the $70,000 that it costs us. Of course, this goes back into the infrastructure funding, because that's where we took the money out of, and Marcy's taking care of that. But it is good news, because it's ironic that I had just called Marcy to ask if we got it, and a couple of days later it showed up. So, but that's good news. All right, let me come back here.
Okay, Route 34. There's activity going on. They're off to a good start on the highway side. They're relatively slow start on the sanitary side, our side. Spucci is the contractor. We've approved shop drawings and requests for information. There are some utility conflicts that we're addressing. A couple weeks ago, I want to bring this up. A couple weeks ago at a project meeting, the contractor brought up the fact that they're going to charge extra to install the sheeting in the deep excavation area on 34. Because if they hit any excavation that the sheeting can't go through, then they're going to basically go on time material. And we'll request additional compensation, and there's no way to quantify that. So this was a meeting about 2 weeks ago. So we asked, well, come back and quantify that, please. And come up, we asked for a couple of alternatives to sheeting left in place. So they came back with those two options. One, not even going to mention, because it's double or triple the cost of what was proposed. One was another a sliding telescoping trench box to provide the shoring needed to safely put the pipe in the ground. And so they can do that, but then there will be no sheeting driven or left in place. They offered there's a differential credit of about $300,000 to do it this alternative way, as opposed to a little over $1 million to do it the way it was proposed. So there was a $300,000 credit offered. However, there was a caveat saying that additional cost will be at $1,800 an hour, and there's no way to quantify that. And that can, and $1,800 an hour can accumulate quick. So we had a meeting today, this afternoon, actually, with the DOT, and we're in reviewing the bid documents that Carlin Dahl put together. The documents, in our opinion, are in the state's opinion and the Carlin Dahl's opinion are fairly straightforward. They need to install the sheeting as shown on the drawing. All the excavation should be included. It's a per linear foot price, and it includes everything, including any excavation. So we're going to push back on them to say, put it the way it was shown. And so we're kind of drawing a line in the sand saying, install it. So, but we wanted to present.
That's what they bid on.
That's what they bid on. We're basically saying, do it the way it's shown. This is what you entered into a contract to perform. So DOT is the administrator of the contract. So they're the ones. And we clarified that today because there's some communication. The contractor is contacting our inspector, DiCarlo and Dahl, DOT. I think they're even contacting, I don't know if they're contacting WPCA directly too. Chain of command has to be in place. The contract is administered by DOT. Contract questions should go to DOT and then disseminated to people. So I think we fixed that today as well, but wanted to, Ed and I were at the meeting today. I just wanted to, we wanted to bring this to the board to, because this is kind of a red flag, you know, yeah. People that know construction. So Ed, do you want to add any to that? Or was that a fair assessment what transpired?
Absolutely fair. I think it might be time for us to start discussing with Corporation Council as well, because this project is anything but going right and going easy. There have been at least a dozen red flags that we've already come across in the last couple of weeks alone, with other utilities taking our trenches, us having to go in a different direction, the contractor stating that this is no longer viable, we need to come up with something else. It's going to end up costing us a lot of money, in my opinion, more than what we think it's going to cost. I think it's about time we start discussing with Corporation Council, because a lot of things that we're coming to are change order, which has nothing to do with us changing our minds on anything. It's just the way that the underground utilities are, and we don't have access where we are designed to go. Now we have to come up with different options, things like that.
This is very disturbing. Very disturbing.
You know, Bob and I, today at the meeting, you know, we were very stern on the fact that this is what the contractor bid on. You know, the city of Derby entered into an agreement with the state and with Fucci to do the work as designed. And we are not going to be paying any additional money for anything else, because we brought the money to the table with what was designed. This is what we plan to do. We're not doing anything else. So put it where it needs to be, how it was designed.
And let me ask you a question. Where does DiCarlo and Dahl stand on this? What are they doing? Because it's their design.
At the meeting today, they concurred. I mean, they did write the method of measurement and basis of payment paragraph. So in that says all excavation is included, and there's a paragraph of, you know, everything, labor, material, equipment, tools. It's all per linear foot. So they agree that it should but it's administered by the DOT, so we can advise the DOT, and but the state made it clear. I think they started off, I'm not sure if you were on the call, they said they don't have a dog in the hunt. So that's what they're saying, because it's not state money. This, we're talking about city money. So, but they should administer it as people's money. So,
right, but they were the ones that really hired DiCarlo and Dahl, no?
Correct. The city did not.
I think that puts them in a responsible position on this.
Right. They should administer the and then they will administer the contract. The DOT folks that are on the call, they agreed that the language was sufficient, but you know, this contractor is saying it's not. So it's,
how did Derby get involved with this? I thought this was a state highway project. They came in and said, we're going to put a widened Main Street in Derby. Unless I remember, Derby didn't propose doing his job.
But this was part of the referendum, wasn't it? Wasn't this part of the referendum?
No. Referendum for what?
Yes, this was part of the referendum. It's being coupled with the downtown project, because it's disturbing the whole Route 34 project.
Yeah, but when we were putting whatever we were doing to Main Street as far as WPCA, had nothing to do with widening, putting a four-lane highway in the center of Derby. That was never part of our project. How it gravitated there, I'm not sure.
I think back in like 2000, you're right, Bob. I think back in 2017, when this thing was ready to go, this Route 34 widening project was coming out, and the DOT and I believe MBCOG was said, let's put these two efforts together since we're basically disturbing the same project area. And the state would pay for the trench restoration, not the city. We've been waiting for this for a long time. That, yeah, you're right. We're trying to figure out, it's trying to remember why I remember waiting. This has been 4 years we've been waiting for this project to get going.
Yeah, Rick Dunn was the head of it at the time. He had a town meeting back around 2013. Announcing, well, we're going to put a four-lane road in the center of Derby.
Okay, so it's been around since then. So
yeah, and it didn't make any sense to me then. It doesn't make any sense to me now. In fact, now they're going to saddle the town with this bill. Somebody's out to lunch.
Well, we don't have any bills yet, but you know, everybody's now on notice. This is something we're going to have to pay attention to. But, you know, again, we don't have any costs or anything else. But I think, again, we do have to make sure the city attorney stays involved with this and we stay on top of it from our end.
Right.
If you remember, you know, we go back somewhere around 2013, we're going to extend the pump station on Roosevelt Drive that ran down through the property on lower First Street. And the, as long as we, since the Collin and Dahl was involved with digging up Main Street, they agreed to take that sewer line through the center as long as we paid the difference in the size of the pipe they're going to be using. Because they're going to bring in Minerva Street, Caroline, Minerva, and Elizabeth all into that trunk line.
But I also
otherwise, we would have... We use the existing line that's down in the parking lot down there.
Isn't the $2.8 million that we paid for this less than the amount that was originally budgeted in the referendum for that work?
Yeah, there was a lot of piping that was taken out of that original referendum. I think there was a 3.6 and a 3.5 line item, that order of magnitude.
Right.
So now we're down to construction dollars, 2.8,
which we already paid.
Which was right, but the city fronted the money, and now they're incurring the costs. And so what Ed and I are saying is we're going to need to be diligent as they incur this cost, because
right,
there's red flags.
And anything on that is not just WPCA, it's WPCA plus infrastructure. Okay, so... All right, let's move on, because there's nothing we can do about that tonight. Just keep an eye on it.
So. I think we just wanted to, right, you know, confirm that are we all together on this, that we're gonna
that's the way I look at it. It was, you know, we signed a deal and we paid based on that design, and that's what they bid on. So
okay. So we'll report that tomorrow to the state.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you want to keep going?
Okay. CMOM, I think that report is going in or has gone in, Ed, or this week or next week?
I haven't even started the report yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's not due July 1st, but with everything going on these last couple of months, I tried to sit down and write it a few times, and I just keep getting hit with other things. So
then Ed, why don't you make sure you contact them and let them know that you're having trouble. It's always better to let them know up front than to have the deadline slip and then say, oops, we didn't get it done.
I should be able to make the deadline. I already told everyone at work that next week I'm kind of closing my door. I'm not taking not taking anything on. I got to get this report done.
that's wishful thinking on your part, Ed. I would just send them a quick note saying, hey, we are having difficulty. There's so much going on here right now. We've had our other incidents. We're working our best on it because, you know, look, we've got a good relationship with them now because we're always up front with them. Let's make sure we keep it that way. So
I'll send the email to Deep and to Jack Melcher with the EPA tomorrow.
Right.
And you'll look real good when you send it in on time, then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go. Rob?
Yeah, the lining projects, phase four is virtually done. What's left to do is a lateral lining. We're taking another look at whether or not we want to actually line those laterals. Based on the TV inspections after they lined, the laterals were grouted as they should be. The laterals are all vertical chimneys, and some of them are only 2 feet long, 2.5 feet long. So it costs us the same. We're really evaluating whether we need to actually line those laterals. So we may take that out of the contract, or we'll talk. I know that's. I'll talk with you, Ed, on that. And the so you typically line laterals, you know, as they come off to the side at 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. These are vertical and it's a straight pipe. The connection has been grouted. That's tight. So we're evaluating it. Is it worth? I think it's $4,000 per lateral to line 2 feet. So,
okay.
And my first blush says it's not worth it, but we're looking at the videos. So okay. And then phase five, that's in flux, same as the CMOM. We're waiting to get an idea of where we're going to line.
Okay.
And then we're ready to meet when the dust settles on the GIS assistance. So that may happen in July as staff are available.
Okay.
Any
questions for Rob?
I have a question. We're sitting in City Hall and we feel vibrations in City Hall in the building.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Yeah, I could just think of the River Restaurant all over again.
Well, that would, you know, the city engineer should get involved in that, no? Rather than us?
It goes away. It comes, like it vibrates for a minute and then it goes away. I know, and I'm not crazy because I'm not the only one who feels it.
Well, no, they've been moving an enormous amount of fill down there and, you know, the heavy equipment down there. I could certainly see that, but it, you know, might make sense for the city engineer to take a look at it once in a while. I'm sure DOT must be taking a look at that too, no?
Maybe a good reminder. Maybe a good reminder to the DOT to... Because sometimes in some big projects like this, it's near sensitive structures like bridges or you know, a lot of glass structures. They put vibration monitoring equipment up to make sure that things aren't moving, or if they're not moving at an acceptable rate. So,
yeah, it doesn't feel like a lot of vibration like for the whole building, but you could still feel. You're sitting at your desk, you could feel it.
Well, yeah. It's funny because you know they've done a lot of filling on the other side, not taking stuff out. They've been bringing in more and more stuff. I mean, it's an incredible amount of fill that they put on that other side to build that additional side of Main Street. So
I have so many comments, but this is a recorded meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. Approval of minutes. They're in your packet and you got the three of them. Leading up to the budget. What's your pleasure?
And will they be accepted?
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. All right, let's move on to the bills. I'm gonna try and go through all these in order. All right, the first one, let me come up here. First one is for $103,472.07. That was for the 25 checks that you see here, and all the details are provided. So what's your pleasure?
Make a motion we pay the bill of $103,472.07.
Okay, do we hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're paying that. The second one, just two checks for a total of $85. What's your pleasure? Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're paying that. Okay, let me move this around. Hang on a second. All right, the next one is for Troy for $15,000. Well, is it 15,439? No. Yeah.
$16,439.80, I think.
Right. The motion I had was 15,321, but it should be 15,389.80.
What is this about? Do you know, Jack?
It's the pumps, isn't it, Ed?
These are the VFD drives for the pumps.
Yeah. All right. So what's your pleasure on this?
Make a motion to pay it.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Abstain? All right, we're paying that. Next one is for $5,814. And this is for fleet pumps. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to pay.
Okay. Kelly, you seconded?
Yes, sir.
Any further discussion?
I'm just curious, which one was that for, Ed?
This is for the internal mixed liquor pump that needed to get replaced. We had extra pumps, so we just needed to convert some parts to another pump and rebuild it.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right.
Jack, did you see the invoices that the Troy invoices that I sent you in a group? I sent them today or yesterday. I don't know. With the Duke bill too.
Yes.
It was just for your information, just so you. Yeah.
But you know, I don't think we have a problem. We paid everything, so I think we're okay.
Too big, Troy. Yeah, there was another Troy one for a large amount too.
All over here.
There was one Troy invoice for $15,439.80, and then another Troy invoice for $16,590.94. It wasn't in your packet. I sent it separate.
Okay. The first one that you guys approved was for the drives themselves. This one is for the harmonic guards that we got along with the drives.
Okay.
All right. So it wasn't this group of eight then? Not in here?
It wasn't in your packet. I sent it in a separate email with the minutes because it was
Well, this has got the minutes with it.
Oh, okay. That's it. Yeah.
Okay. So what are we actually looking to pay here? Because I thought this one we just did.
The six.
Yes. Did 16.
590.94.
Okay.
Right here. Let me make this bigger. This one.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we approved.
He approved the 16,590.94, and then there was another one for 15,439.80.
Well, didn't we just pay This one.
Where that's one. This? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you're saying now we've got this one still.
Available. Right.
Okay. Is there a third one here?
Wait a minute. And then there's a third one for $326.50. That one.
All right. So again, and somebody has to sign off on these, okay, for the records.
He did. He did. I just sent them to you before he signed it, before I got his signed copy.
All right. So I need a motion. Well, let's do them individually. I don't have my calculator out. The first one is for 16590.94.
We did that one, Jack.
No, we did.
That's the one we did.
This is the one we did.
Yeah, 16, right.
No, that's 15,43980. That's the one we just did. And now we've got another one here. This one is for 16,59094. It's a different one.
This All right, we'll make a motion to pay this one.
Okay, do I hear a second, Kel?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're paying that. And then there's this third one for $326.51. And Ed, this is for what? This roll steel.
Yeah, hang on a second. Just so I understand what's going on here. We've got three pumps, three harmonic balancers, and then we have another one, right? Is that my understanding? We have a third bill?
Yes, we have. There's two separate bills. One is for the harmonic guards.
Right.
Which was the 16,000, and then the other ones, the one for 15,000 was three VFD drives.
Okay, all right. I just need to get that clear in my head. Okay.
And this one is for what, Ed?
Those are connections that needed to go along with the drives.
Okay. All right. So we need the motion on this one now.
Make a motion to pay.
Okay. Kelly, you want to second that? Second. Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Both. Okay. Any opposed? Any abstain? Okay. We're paying that. All right. Now let me come back over here. This next one is a bond-related bill. This is Wesson and Sampson for $6,000.36. And this is bond-related to the sewer improvements on Main Street that we've been talking about.
Motion to pay with the understanding it has to also go before the infrastructure committee.
Correct. Okay. Bob, you want to second that?
Second it.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, we're paying that. Big night for payments. All right, now we've got three in a row here, and they're all Weston and Sampson. These are regular, these are our bills, so maybe we can do them together. The first one is for $5,814. The second one.
Jack, that first one was for the flight pumps again.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself here. All right, here we are. The first one is for $387.50. The second one is for $2,600. And the third one is for the GIS for $5,370. So there are three combined, so I'd ask a motion to pay all three at once. They're all Weston and Sampson for regular work.
Motion to pay all three.
All right, do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Kelly, I need your eye.
Aye, sorry.
Okay. Anyone opposed? Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting out of order here. We're doing so many. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Need you again, Kel.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Abstained? All right, we're paying those. And then we've got this last one here. And this is related to, is this phase five or a regular bill?
This is phase four construction with National Water Main.
Right. And it's for $1,238.21. And Rob, you've already reviewed it.
I reviewed it. My signature was in this little in the box there in blue. Right. It's this is for police and to reinstate the services.
Yeah, all those charges are included. All the documentation is there.
Make a motion to pay.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Oppose? Abstain? Okay. All right, all the bills are paid. Since we're doing this, let me come over here to these transfers. We have two transfers, they're later, but this is finance too. So you got the capital fee transfer of the month. Oh, it's only one. And these are the credit card payments, 35, six, or the capital fee payments that we have to move. $35,651.78. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to transfer.
Okay. Second.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, I think that's it for finance or for bill paying. Let me move this around a couple of times.
The report is starting to look better.
Yeah, you don't know how much time I spend on this before the meeting's getting ready to get it in order here.
I'm upside down or what?
Okay. All right, the financials, they're in your packet. I still have a couple of questions. Up here we've got this Cash 15 sewer construction project. I think that's got to be renamed. These are all referendum related questions. And I think the description should reflect that, because anyone looking at it, say Cash 15, what is that? Okay. And what it is this is the money in the checking account that was transferred to us by Agata. But it's misleading to say it's Cash 15 sewer construction. It's a checking account, and these are the remaining dollars that we already have for the bond project. So, Marcy, I'd ask that we get this renamed to something that makes more sense.
I could rename it. What do you want it to say?
Well, these are all the referendum-related expenses. So I think it should say that, referendum-related expenses, or in this case, it's the fund.
Do you want like referendum cash?
Is it a referendum reimbursement or something?
This is what's left from the borrowing, because we borrowed more than we've paid out so far. This is what's left in the checking account. When the money was borrowed, it went into the checking account, and then it was paid out, and this is what's left in there. So I just wanted to reflect that. So when you look at it, and somebody says, well, how much money do you have left from the referendum? You can go right here and say, this is what's left in the cash.
But you still have borrowing money potential, right?
Oh, yeah. This is just sitting there waiting for more bills to be paid.
Yeah.
And we haven't borrowed everything either yet. Keep that in mind. Okay. So I would just like to see that change. And then I want to come down and look at the, where is it? No, wait a minute. I got the wrong page here. Hang on a second. I think that was it on the assets. Right, let me move on. All right, on the liabilities, I want to ask a question about the workers' comp, Mars. Down here, accrued workers' comp. We've got a big change here from last year at the same time. Do you know why that is?
I don't make those changes to, I think John does those for the audit.
Yeah.
I don't do entries to the liability.
So that it's an ongoing issue on workers' comp. It'll come up again later when we look at the bills for the year, but I think that saying that we've got 96,000 sitting there to be used for any claims, I hope that's what it's saying. And then down here it says, due to the city of Ansonia. Where is it? Due to the town of Ansonia. So do we have this amount sitting there that we still owe them?
No, we don't owe them now.
Okay. So this money, I'm trying to figure out why it's sitting there.
I don't know.
Okay. Here's a question we've got. We're in the revenue summary, and I see the budget is $679.56, but over here we've got received only $620. Now I thought that the bookkeeping procedure is that this gets booked at the full amount when it started. So as you can see, it is for the residential revenue and the mixed use revenue. And it is for these down here. So Marcy, you know what, where the $50,000 went here, why this is different?
So this is what people have to pay.
When we did the budget, we booked it at 670. So you're saying the 670 was inaccurate when we did it?
Received.
Because I mean that's a pretty big difference.
Yeah. I'd have to look at that. I have to look at a detail.
Yeah, why don't you go back and look at the original budget form and see what that is. Okay. I'm driving you all nuts with this, but I do spend time looking at it. On this, the Medicare, medical and life insurance, it looks as though we're getting a little better. Last year at this time, we had none of it recorded, okay? This year, you can see we've got 125,000, which, almost 30%. So I guess that we know we've got at least that much expense. So, I just want to say it's still misleading, though, because we're about 83% of the year in, but we're only showing 29% on that. But again, it's better than last year because last year we didn't get any figures until the end of the year. So we're getting better, but we're still not there. And then if I go down to the next line, the workers' comp, we haven't expended anything. So we haven't gotten any bills on that. It looks as though we're going to come to the end of the year on that again. And just hold our breath that the 150,000 is correct. I mean, some way, somehow during the year, we should be getting updates on this. I don't know who to say anything about. Well, whoever we're paying to handle that should be able to give us a report. It's ridiculous when it comes to the end of the year and we're not seeing those numbers.
I just asked finance if we owed them any money for workers' comp, health insurance, and our liability insurance. So she said she would work on it. So,
again, it's tough when you go, again, we're 83% of the year and we're still not seeing it. Now up above, we're doing better on the payroll. Okay. We've got a little bit of a mismatch here, but on the plant wages and the office wages, we're about where we should be, okay? But when you come down and look at the Medicare and the Social Security, they should be at the same percentage points as the payroll, and they're still underneath. So something's not getting reported in the same amount of time. So it's still a work in progress, but it is better than last year, okay? It's still much better than it was last year. So I shouldn't complain too much, I guess. Did I have anything else? Yeah, I think the next page. I'm still not sure we're doing this the way we want to do with it. Because we've got here referendum capital outlay, sewer financial legal, and then this is the $2 million we've already talked about. So I have no problem with that one, but I'm not sure about these two. Because if they're related to the referendum, they should be identified. Like this one says referendum capital outlay, but Marcy, you have any idea what that was? $237,000?
Nope. And I got to put those in there. I have no idea what they are.
I know. That's a challenge. That's a challenge. You can see we didn't have anything budgeted here because at the time we did the budget, okay, that wasn't part of our budget. It's only Agata added it afterwards. That's why there's nothing showing here. And this is a legitimate expense. We know we did that correctly. And at the end of the year, I'm sure the auditor will do something to move it around. But I still have questions about this. I'm not totally comfortable. So I would ask, because I've done every month, to have a motion to accept but not approve the finance report, or accept with reservations.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. We're getting there. So at some point, we will get a report that we're all going to say we like it and it works. I don't know when that will be, but it's coming. Okay, did I miss this? Is this on the agenda? No, I guess I missed this when we were doing the finance, but this is a pretty simple one. Marcy?
Yes, this woman paid her bill twice. Okay. And I'm just refunding her what she paid twice.
I don't think we need to approve that, do we?
Well, it's a refund. We're giving her a check. So
I just to have it on the record, would someone make a motion to refund the overpayment?
Motion to refund the overpayment.
Bob, you want to second that?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Bob, you in favor of that?
Aye, yes.
Okay.
You second it.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. This gets a refund. Ed, you're up.
Okay. For the collection system, we responded to a total of 37 call before you did. Dig tickets with one emergency ticket, responded to a total of 2 emergency callouts. For the month of May, we had an average daily flow of 1.6 million gallons a day, a total flow of 33 million gallons a day, a max peak flow of 4.49 million gallons per day. Is nitrogen, before we had our washout this month, we had some record-breaking low nitrogen numbers. Our nitrogen for the month was 38 pounds per day with a limit of 71. We had 2 weeks in a row where we're in our low to mid 20s, which is the lowest we've ever seen it. And then the plant had to go wash out and messed all that up.
They'll be ahead for the year though?
We are definitely ahead for the year right now. Yes, sir.
Still good news.
Average effluent BOD was 3.4 milligrams per liter. Average suspended solids was 7.0 milligrams per liter. And average turbidity was 2.2. Maintenance, both plant generator maintenance was performed. The main plant generator needs a new radiator and thermostat. The quotes were attached. The camera truck power hoist was installed. In general, a check was received in the full amount for the sludge conveyor that was damaged. I&I rehab phase 4, I need to correct, is not complete. The pipeline lining is complete. The Lifter Plus unit was delivered and installed for trial use. We absolutely love it. It works better than we thought it would. So we are going to be purchasing that moving forward.
And a lot safer too, right?
Absolutely. The Route 34 project is moving forward. We also had 2 new hires starting on May 16th, Joe Bizzell and Santo Barbagiovanni Jr.
So we did not. Staff now? You're full staff now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
There was no movement with the commercial industrial sewer impact fee rate structure. We just haven't had a time to take a look at it. One of our operators, Anthony Lanzero, did reach out to a couple of municipalities in the area. He did get a year starting to compile some of that data, but it wasn't ready for today's meeting. And the last thing was the discussion for the private eye inflow task force.
Yeah, that's still to be determined. You know, I don't know what to say. I thought there was another option. The new funding is coming out from, I don't know, it's the state, I think, for basically distressed communities. I haven't had a chance to talk to Walt to see if we could qualify under that. So this is still hanging out there. It's going to have to be corrected at some point, but trying to find a way to do it and make it cost effective. Now, you had that quote. I don't know what I did with that quote. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, we're gonna have to go into the full packet. Hang on. I'll do that. What was the name of the company?
Kingsley.
Kingsley, okay. You know what? I may have had that in the other one.
If not, I'm sure I could pull it up.
There it is. There it is. So you want to explain this, Ed?
Yeah, so this is the main plant generator. When they came out to do the service, we were having issues with the generator a couple weeks before that. Turns out that the radiator is bad, so we need a new radiator, a thermostat, batteries, and an air filter.
The total cost here is $7,283, right? Is there a second page? No, that was the other one. All right, so the total cost is $7,283.61.
Yes, sir.
What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
All right. Bob, you want a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Okay. Well, next month we'll see where we stand on all these budgeted items once they're all paid, see what shape we're in.
Can I ask you a question? Under financial reports,
yeah,
the feedback from the truck that was sold, does that just go into the general account or would that go back into vehicle maintenance?
That's what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, all right.
You know, I don't see it here on the, oh yeah, there it is. The check for the truck was sold and I guess there were some expenses though. We're gonna reimburse anything over and above our expenses, correct? Isn't that what we're looking at doing, Ed?
Yes, sir.
And do you know what that number would be?
I do not. I never had a chance to look it up yet.
All right, so we still can't do that, okay? Because we wanna make sure whatever we paid we get reimbursed for it before we change this. So I'd ask for a motion to table that till next month.
Motion to table.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstain. Okay. New business, I don't have anything new. Old business, regional study update. At this point, we should just take it off the agenda. You know, it's a dead issue. Public-private option. There was a meeting Monday, and we had a guy come down from New Hartford who's been involved in their process from the very beginning. And again, their project is much, much smaller than ours. And, you know, they had serious financial issues, and that's why they did it. They already had an existing relationship. But, you know, I thought he was very good and answered some questions. But their situation was really quite different than ours. Ours is a much more complex thing to deal with than theirs was. But it was so good to hear how they went about it and what caused them. And they were fortunate they got it through with a referendum. So they're just waiting now for pure review and they're moving forward with it. But not much else I can say about that. The RFPs for the consultants are out, but they're not due back till the end of the month. So there's really nothing else to report until that, that takes place. And in phase five I&I, I think we already got that. We did the transfer, so we're down to 14.
Motion to adjourn.
So we want to make that motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Well, thank you. We got through an awful lot, and a little over an hour.
Okay. Do you want to ask about the special, if we could have a special meeting to do some transfers?
Yeah, you want to explain that?
Yeah, we have some bills that need to be paid, and being the end of the year, we're getting some, we're going over in some of our line items. So before I pay these bills, we have to transfer some money into these line items out of other line items. And I didn't have a chance to finish it today for our meeting. So I was wondering if we could have a special meeting sometime next week just for that, just to do the transfers. It should be like 15 minutes, if that.
Okay, when do you think it'll be ready?
Probably Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
What's good for everybody?
I can't do Wednesday at all.
Okay.
Tuesday I can do, after 6:30 I'd be okay. So I've got Tuesday and Thursday. Bob, Kelly? It
works for me.
Which one's better?
Probably Tuesday.
Okay. Tuesday, okay.
Bob, does Tuesday work for you?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Tuesday, 6:30. One item on the agenda is it's a special meeting. Nothing else can be discussed. It's just to approve transfers to pay bills.
Thank you.
Okay. I should send something out.
What?
Mark, just send out just a reminder for the agenda.
Yes, I will send an agenda to you. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, people. Have a good day. Bye.